The Motivational Moments podcast is made possible by the generous sponsorship of Prime Information Security, online at www.primeinfosec.com, and with the support of our many subscribers. Thank you.
Hello everyone, it's Linda Ockhold-Jenner here with another Motivational Moments podcast. I know it seems like I'm leaving a huge gap between my podcasts these days. My only excuse is I'm extremely busy and I do take enough time to take care of me, my self-care, which, as you know, is also very important. Today I wanted to talk about something I think we are all guilty of, whether we work in an office, whether we have our own business, whether we are a stay-at-home mom or retired. It doesn't really matter, but basically, what do we put off during the day that maybe we don't like to do? So some of the strategies I use for that over the years, I can pass on to you today. So in my case, I love and I enjoy checking my emails first thing in the morning. 26 years ago, actually, now I can't believe it's been so long, when I decided to start my own business, Motivational Steps, as a professional speaker and now a global keynote speaker, I knew that if I applied for a talk, a presentation, because in those days it was a lot different than today, in my first few years I didn't have a speaker's bureau and we had to use a fax to get the information back to the event that wanted, you know, that were looking for a speaker. So I would find online a call for speakers. I would put my presentation together and I would fax it back to the organisation. And I was told by HR woman or event planner, whatever she was, that they are very busy. We're all very busy, I know that. But in those days, anyhow, I don't know whether it's changed, they would choose me as an example because I replied to their call for speakers first. Obviously, they liked what they saw, but it was making their life easier because they didn't have to wait for lots of replies. And also, I never let anyone down. So, you know, I didn't apply and then I was a rubbish speaker. You know what I mean? So in those days, as I say, I knew it was in my best interest not just to send faxes off for a call for speakers, but to check my email regularly. I mean, today my email, like yours probably, has got out of hand. I have a lot to check. So basically, checking my emails all those years ago and in this present day means the early bird catches the worm. It means if somebody emails me for my speaking business or my consulting business or to be a member of my other business, my networking organisation business, it means I can reply to them promptly. Now, what does that mean? Well, for me, and remember, like attracts like. So often we do business we like and trust and respect. So for me to get back to somebody with a prompt email, it's normally the kind of person who sent the email who likes to have a prompt reply. So if you think about it, if we didn't reply promptly, maybe we could lose a client or the possibility of a client. But that's about email, you know. Some people leave email till the end of the day. That's entirely up to them. I have a tried and trusted strategy since day one, how I do it. Other people might do it differently. Another thing is sometimes we put off making decisions, and that's really nothing to do with just a business. You know, it could be a personal, it could be a business decision. And we think to ourselves, well, what if? Now, again, the early bird catches the worm. So where a decision is concerned, yes, it's okay to take time to think about it. But if we procrastinate and we think to ourselves, well, we don't want to make a decision today, we'll keep thinking about it. Ultimately, it could be that that decision is never made. Now, It could be a health decision where maybe you think you should go and see your doctor, but for some reason you keep putting it off. It could be a decision about travelling somewhere while the prices of, you know, the travel is less expensive. It could be a business-related decision, but procrastination holds us back and we lose many opportunities. So again, if you have a decision to make of any kind and you feel that you just can't come to the point where you know how to move forward, I would talk to a trusted person, whether a business person or a family member or a trusted friend. Another thing I've been putting off, which is silly, I know, but I'm going to use the excuse I've got a busy family life and I've got a busy business life. I like to change my office round now and then. I have a home office. I've had one for many, many years, but I love my home office. It's really nicely put together. I can do recordings in there, videos. I can do a lot of stuff. So recently, my husband, who is also my business partner, he helped me move my desk and move some pictures around and stuff like that. But worse than that, on a personal note, we have been doing renovations in our home, so it meant I had to move everything out of my office. And that is one of the reasons, I think, why I decided to move it around. I had to move everything out of my office, including what I call the wardrobe, where I've got some clothes hanging. But in that wardrobe, on the floor, was lots of my stuff for my business. So I had to move all that out of that space. And obviously, now the renovations are done, I've been moving that stuff slowly back in. My office per se, the setup of it, where my desk is, etc., is fine. But I've got lots of stuff that you can't see in the camera. On the right-hand side of my office as I'm looking into the screen. And I keep looking at it and thinking, well, I'll get to that later. I've got more important things to do. Ultimately, it means that I'm not getting it done. But then I think to myself, well, I got through my clients today. I did my podcast. I did my emails. I drove my son to the hospital. I talked to my family. You know, I had a tea break or a coffee break, so I'm looking after myself. But ultimately, I know that I am putting off tidying the rest of my office just because anybody who's on a Zoom or any other kind of video call with me can't see the mess. So I have made a goal today that I will sort out that part of my messy office. Again, it's a personal choice, but sometimes procrastination can cause more challenges. Sometimes, you know, if we don't reply to an email, we could lose out. As I say, it doesn't really matter how you do it or when you do it, as long as you do it. And there's this famous saying, isn't there? Just do it. So that is my message to you today. If there are things that you feel you need to move on with and you can't find the motivation, the energy, whatever, to get them done, you have two choices. You can talk to somebody about it, or you can get somebody to do the stuff that you feel you can't do, whether it's heavy lifting, tidying your office, cleaning your office, or get an admin, you know, to take care of your emails. There is always a solution. Remember this, there is always a solution. So just do it, make a decision. And that's how I'm going to end my podcast today. And it's lovely to be back with you. And I will do my best. I will set a goal to be back more often. I will not make any excuses. So I hope you all have a lovely day. And we'll chat again soon via my Motivational Moments podcast.